calorie is empty.
Okay, for those of you that haven't had an opportunity to hear Rav Soloveitchik before, when he says any questions, he means any questions. So it's in Halacha, Hashkafa, Chumash, Gemara, politics, Israel, whatever it is. So feel free to ask, and Rav Soloveitchik will share his Torah insights with us. So don't be shy. He doesn't like shy Talmidim. Friendly Talmidim. Go ahead. Ooh, break the ice. Let's go. Don't be embarrassed. Nope. Come on. Gotta warm him up a little bit. Go ahead.
When the parsha says "Ki tzetzei la'melchama," what melchama is that exactly talking about?
Mechamis hashus and mechamis mitzvah. But it has to have ichalish and melchama. Today's and then ichalish and melchama. That doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah to fight against Arafat terrorists and Chaya terrorists, but not with the Chalish and Muhammad. There is no Heta Yifas there, but only when he's helping. There's Nagoru, Nobi, Alpi, Omi, Tumi. Yes.
What do you think should be Netanyahu's response to the bombings? What should he
so far, so good. He keeps to hold his grounds, and he's not. I'm going to tell him Al-Tirov Al-Tichas when I see him next week in Israel. Al-Tirov Al-Tichas, and no one is criticizing me. Even Senator Feinstein, you know, whose mother is Goyim, but the father is Jewish. So she said the United States should stop all payments to the Palestinians, not a penny. And what? And President Clinton is forced to listen to her. And Lady, what's her name? Lady Albright, whose parents are Mishmorim. So she had, a few weeks ago, she said, the Israelis have to know that they shouldn't trespass on territory that doesn't belong to them. It belongs to Palestinians. Now she's not going to say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, there.
Yeah. How far should somebody, like in 10th grade, how far should they dwell into, like, proving Hashem's existence and questions like Hasuna and things like that?
Okay. I can't.
The question was, how far should a Talmud in 10th grade, who was 15 years old, go into? We were discussing the issue of the Rambam, and I saw your sefer about mitzvah leida and mitzvah lahamin. So the question is, how far should a student in 10th grade go?
Mitzvah leida, yeah.
And day, right. So how far should a Talmud in 10th grade go?
According to the caliber of the student. If the caliber is relatively high, you should discuss it on a high level. If the caliber is relatively low, you should discuss it in a low-key manner. Yes?
This, like, really drives me crazy. I know Hashem was always around, and there was the world.
Should we say Hashem will end this summit? Yes, okay.
Hashem was always around. Like,
that's what, right.
Hashem had to start somewhere. Like, where did he start? I don't get it. Like,
where did he start?
Like,
he starts in an infinite way. What do you mean? How can you understand how he starts? There is no beginning to him, and there is no suffering. He's Ein Sof, he's infinite.
No beginning, no end.
In the first Rashi in the Torah, it says how we
what?
First Rashi in the Torah? In Bereishis?
Yeah. It says...
Yom Tera, Bereishis Bora, Malu Yisro Tzricha, Lhasri, Nachidish Hazel Lachem, Shemitzo Rishen, Yishav Yisroel, Alim Yemu, Hoom Yisro Yisroel, Listim Atem. Shekobashtam, Esaras Nanin, Yisroel Yemlem, Oretz Kulos Lakodish Boruchu, Hinosno Liknainim, Vahakach Lokach Miknainim, Vinosno Liyisroel.
So, it says that the reason that we should start by Shmos, that they ask, well, shouldn't we start by Shmos?
I can't what?
Shouldn't we start by Shmos?
What?
No, he's going over the question. He's saying that Rashi says he wants to know why it doesn't start by Shmos,
and
right?
The answer is, so we should show it to the different nations.
That's
so
what Rosal Vecchi just quoted, right?
Yeah, that we didn't, like, rob the of the nations of the land. So, but wouldn't they wouldn't? Why? I don't understand that, because the nations, they wouldn't believe us.
Okay. His question is, so Rashi says
they wouldn't believe us no matter what we do.
Right. So
even
what?
If we stand on our head.
Right. That's his question.
Wouldn't believe it.
So what's the pshat?
The pshat is that even if we stand on our heads, they won't believe it.
No, but Rashi says that, right? That's the reason they start in Bereshis.
The Musalem don't recognize Rashi.
This Inyan with all these Bible codes and all these books about...
What?
The Inyan with all the Bible codes and all these books by like Michael Johnson and things like that, are we like supposed to ignore it or follow it? Or
they came out with a book about the Bible codes, whatever the secret codes in the Bible. So he wants to know what should be our attitude towards the Bible codes.
Who wrote it?
This guy, Michael Drosnin. He was a... Michael Drosnin. He was a... he's a mathematician. So he shows...
that observing Jew.
I don't think he's an observant Jew. Is
no,
he?
He's
I don't believe he's observant. I don't think so. What?
A Jewish person did it.
Yeah. I think it originally started with Eisha Torah in Eretz Israel. And then they...
So he's a home person.
Well, the originals one were from.
Yeah.
Now others claim that they know the code.
They read it.
Right.
God doesn't need tangent, okay?
So his question is, he wants to know what should our attitude be when we look at the codes.
In other words, the good things we accept and the bad things we reject. The same thing is true of science. You know, in physics, mathematics, astronomy, there is no clip whatsoever. Everything is conducive to Avas Hashem. Biology, it depends. The theory of evolution, which is today rejected by most scientists, so is a clipe. But the other things that are based upon experimentation, observation, and experimentation, there's a teich we have to accept. In social sciences, so in economics, it's mostly a teich. Sociology, archaeology is mostly a clip, but a little bit, you know. For example, they dug out the Chemes Yericho. So it is mentioned to Yeshua. Rex standing, yes, it happened yesterday. In 1974, there was a convention of natural scientists and social scientists to discuss the theory of evolution. Until 1974, the theory of evolution was accepted like Newton's laws. Something that's law, not just a theory to explain certain things in nature. But then, all the natural scientists, the mathematicians, the physicists, and even the chemists voted that it has to be rejected. It's not a plausible explanation of the things that happen. And then, you see, one question that bothered all the scientists, how is it that they dug, and they didn't find any strata with that the people were there, or the middle between the human being, the intellectual human being, the Homo sapiens, and the monkey and gorilla. Now, since the time, they dug, and they found monkeys, and they found human beings with a lot of intellectual capacity. So they came to the conclusion that there was not only one world, but many worlds. As Chazal say, Melami Shakrish Bohu, Beine Ulami Sumachriva. So in the previous worlds, So they were many intellectual human beings, but they had no morality in this world. So they had morality. And when our Kabbalah is 5,757, so it is reference to the last world, but the other world, the previous world, so it could be billions of years. And I think that somebody wrote about it. he figured out, I have it in my books, that in my written manuscripts, that it exactly coincides. The Rebbe de Lisan, who is a big Mikubi, and he says that it, the first world was created 3 billion years, 360,250,000 years ago, and that coincides exactly with the conclusion of the modern science.
So the Rebbe has it.
Somebody holds that you wait 6 hours between meat and milk.
What?
If someone holds you wait 6 hours between milchiks and fleishiks and milchiks, yeah.
Right. And he thinks he ate meat like 4 hours ago. He thinks he ate meat.
He ate what?
He ate like meat
4 hours ago.
But he's not sure exactly when. He thinks about 4 hours ago.
He knows he ate 4 hours ago. And then he knows he shouldn't, but he ends up drinking, let's say, a cup of milk. And then he looks back at his clock.
He should not drink the cup of milk.
But if he
ended
up doing it.
He did it.
Even though he knew it was wrong.
He doesn't have to do tshuva.
No, I'm not saying. But if he looks at his clock.
There are more paskins, you only have to wait half an hour.
Yeah. If he looks at his clock.
The prime himself was a machter for himself and the maker for others, so waited only 5 and a half.
Right.
Why is the maker 5 and a half? Because according to one Russian himself, Talon himself, so how is it that he doesn't make it? One mandama says, Odem Teyebi Mashu. So what is Mashu? Less than 30 minutes. So Milda Rambam says, Vitzorich Lehamti Kei. So that means 5 and a half.
I heard Rav Aaron Kotler also said, because of Ruba Kukula, 5 hours and 31 minutes.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Right, so even if you make it, he waits half an hour and after 20 minutes, either way, right?
It does not matter.
But after he looks at his clock, he did it anyway, and then he realizes that he actually did wait the time.
It does not matter.
He actually had time in between.
It does not matter.
More questions. So what's the question?
Did he actually get an Avera?
If he thought he was doing it,
but he wasn't actually doing it.
Okay, let me ask you. I'll make it a general question. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, a general question. Let's say a person thinks he's doing an Avera. He thinks he's doing an Avera, and it turns out that he's not. So, does he have to do tshuva for that? That's your question?
Correct.
Okay.
No. Because it's written by Nozia. But Hashem Yislach Lo. But there he was mischaving to do an Avera. Here he was not mischaving to do an Avera, he made it. He thought so. He doesn't have to do tshuva.
Well, if a guy thinks he's doing an Avera, even if it turns out, the Gemara's case, the person thought he's eating a chazer,
right.
And it turns out it's a meat from a cow,
right?
So he requires tshuva because he intended to do something wrong. But here's a case where he didn't even intend. He got mixed up with the time, so it wasn't an Avera that he did purposefully. Okay?
And you already made a bracha on ice cream, you put it in your mouth.
A person's fleishiks, and they forgot, and they made a bracha on ice cream. Now what do they do? Should they eat it?
Should eat it. Otherwise, it'll be bracha levatol. Only a little bit. Less than a dice.
Just enough.
Less than a dice, not a chile.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts to the new study of the Tchelos that they're now coming out with in Israel?
Okay, wants to know what you hold regarding the Tchelos. There's been a lot of talk about the Tchelos in Eretz Yisrael.
Rabbi, what is his name? Rabbi Ruchem. Rabbi Ruchem. So he tried to get us coming. No one of the Tchelinian gaining gave us coming. But in Galicia, everybody refused to give Maskame except the Bajanov. And the Bajanov gave Maskame. Then he came to Bishalevi. Before the Bishalevi was Robin Brisk, when the Bishalevi was Robin Slutsk. And he showed him, you know, he knew Latin and he knew Greek and he knew chemistry, that this is a trellis. First it's black, then it comes blue. This is trellis. So the Bishalevi said, I'm not a chemist. I'm not a linguist. I only know there are two Kabbalists. One Kabbalah is Moshe Kibbutayon Sinai, Unsor Leishua, Yeshua Uskenin, Uskenin Levim, Unvim Musarur Lanch Nesadel. Then there is other Kabbalah, Shalavicha Viagetcho, Skinecha Viemloch. Why do we need two Kabbalah? In regard to the Dinah Torah itself, so we only rely on the Kabbalah of Moshe Kibbutayon Sinai. But so the Kabbalah of Shemesh Sinai is that only five minimum achmas, chitin, wheat, sarin, barley, a kusmin spelt, oats, how you say oats in English, one is rye and the other one.
Right, well, spelt. One is spelt, one is rye.
Vice. But we have to know what is oats, what is chitin. How do you know that chitin, what is called in English, wheat, that we have to rely on the Kabbalah of Shalavicho Yagetzcho, Skinach V'Imloch? Who is the clarity of the dictionary? How did the dictionary know? How did the dictionary know? He was known of it, because he heard it from his father. So even the Goyim have that Kabbalah, they rely, just like history. How do we know the truth and validity of history? Because of the Shalavicho V'Yagetzcho, Skinecha V'Yemoloch. Unfortunately, Bishalevi said, we lost that Kabbalah, so you cannot revive it through chemistry and through Latin and Greek. So, Rabbi Rucham Leiner rest, Bishalevi. So, and how will it be revived? So said, Elio will come. So he will tell us both Kabbalahs of Teot, of Meshe Kibbutayon and Sinai and Zohar Yeshua, and of Shalavicho V'Yagetzcho, Skinecha V'Yemloch.
What is the Rav's opinion to the proper procedure for stepping back from Shmoneh Esrei?
Well, that's the din.
So what
how to do it?
Procedure?
You want to how should you do it? How should one do it? Right foot first, left foot first, is that your question?
Step back three steps and stay there until it begins the Chazor HaBishatz. It's really the good one.
Oh, what about bowing? He wants to know about bowing.
So you should make a bow big thing. You might make it.
The longest parsha in the Torah is like 176 psukim. Also the longest
Tehillah.
The longest parsha. He said the longest parsha.
The longest parsha is not said.
Yeah. But also the longest parak in Tehillah is also 176.
What?
He said, is there a connection between the fact that the longest parsha in the Torah and the longest parsha capital film has the same amount of psukim? Is there any connection to that? That's a question.
Which chapter in Tehillim has 156?
156?
That's 156.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it?
Kufnun is the shortest parsha. The shortest one.
Someone count there. Someone's over there.
Yeah,
it's 100. Good test. I don't know. So what's the question? Is there any connection?
I
know, we have to check, but he wants to know if there's any connection.
But Kufnun is the shortest part.
Kufnun.
Kalan Shamah, the Halyo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but what about Kufyut Tess?
Oh,
how long is it?
Yes. Because eight times in every letter.
Right. So eight times, so it'll be 100.
Eight times eight is
60. 64. Then you have.
And then you have the psukim.
Right.
Before Kufi Tess and after Kufi
Tess. Right. Yes, yeah, Donnie.
Did Chazal make any takanos regarding a certain set of individuals, or like ever?
No, oh, he wants to know. I think he wants to know. Here's Matt Nozer.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the learning in Psachim, the concept of bedili mine. So the question was, Tosfos Ben Aparet says, why is it by chametz we make a gzera of bedika?
Chametz is only the 7 to 8 days of Pesach, but Shoshana is not butter.
Right. So the question is, what about the yain of a nazir? So one teretz is, so one, so yain nazir also there should be beer. So Rabbeinu Peretz gives one teretz.
Other people are.
Right, that's one teretz, right? But he wants to know, is one teretz that says that by nazir lo gazru because it's dealing with the yachid. They only made a gazer for the tzibur. Is that your question?
Yeah.
So he wants to know.
That's what
teacher says. Right, so did they ever make a gzera for one yachid? That's what he wants to know. Did Chazal ever make a gzera for.
Because of one yachid.
Right, that's his question.
I'll tell you. The only one I can think of and is Sandalam Sumeris. You know what Sandalam Sumeris is? It's like the sandals that the Russian peasants, I remember it in Warsaw, used to wear. Some miller, they had nails. Their nails. So at one time, the city of Israel tried to attack a group of Jews who were hiding from the city of Israel. So then it was dark there. You couldn't see anything. One person wanted to see some light. He was frightened. So he opened up the door. So then the city of Israel started with the swords to kill the Jews. So one stepped upon the other. And about a number of Jews were killed. So they were gazer, that only on Shabbos you're not allowed to wear a sandalam sumeris. But on other days you are allowed. That's the only one I can think of.
That would still apply to the whole tzibur.
Yeah, it would apply to tzibur. Right. But because of the sakonis nefoshes, for one person, not like today, everybody knows that New Year's there will be many casualties. And still, the government does not pass a law that they should not drive except in emergency. So they drive in order to, you know, to participate in hills, you know, all kinds of vulgar, filthy dances, rock and roll music and so on. And the government does not pass such a law. That's the only thing I can think right now.
Ellie?
While we are growing up and living our lives as Jews, and we're doing
what?
We're living our lives as Jewish people and doing all the mitzvahs and according to the Torah, and we know that there are many other religions out there.
I can't.
So how can we be sure that the Jewish one is actually the...
Oh, he wants to know, how do we know, in other words, we grow up in a, you know, a Torah environment, so we accept the Torah, but how can we know, you know, there's goyim out in the world, how do we know that the Torah is the right way of life? Is that correct? Is that the question?
Because the Torah was given in the presence of Shishim Ribe, just men, besides the women and the children, those who are younger than 20, and those who are older than 60, and the Elevrav, some Mele, how can we doubt that? The faiths of Umisalon, so let's say the Christians, they claim that the Jesus was resurrected after he died. How do you know that? Because the fakers, the apostles, St. Peter and St. Paul told the story. And why do they have a supper? So that they got from the Essene. The Essene had, you know, a supper. A lavlar fatos if I bring it. That the Yibavja Hasidim would have the lavlar fatos. So at that time, so they, a certain person by the name of Jesus, Yishai, so was killed. So they claimed that the Sanhedrin killed him. But that couldn't be, because crucifixion is not of the thousands of peasants. So who killed him? As Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Erev Pesach, so the Romans killed him. And so Mamela, they transferred that story to Yeshu, to Jesus.
Thank you.
Give
your
time
to
Tormasino.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, like, the same way that they tell, like, these
fake
stories, like, they tell these fake stories, so how do we know that we're not doing
anything? Well, what Rav Soloveitchik said is because one was done in the presence of 600,000 people.
Yeah.
And one was done in a small private thing. So a small amount of people can make up a story.
In years of 582 years.
Okay. Yeah.
In the Parshat Hazinu, in the law of Rishon, it says he lamed in Hashem's name. How is that to be pronounced?
Right, right. When it says in Hal Hashem Tigmaluzos.
Is it pronounced Hal Hashem?
Say Tigmaluzos.
He wants to know, how do you pronounce it? He wants to know, how do you pronounce the word?
I'm not vulgar.
No, ha, is it Hal-le or Hal?
Hal-ad-ishem.
Hal-ad-ishem.
Two patas.
When a person wears the talus, what's the point when there's not any shemesh to cover their talus over their head?
Continue. What's the reason if a person wears the talus to cover their head with the talus when they're saying Shemoneh Esrei?
Well, the mocker is in the Gemara in Dutch that one Amira said that the reason as to why he doesn't wear a talus over the head because Lina Sidney eats it. That's why the minute is that the Bocha doesn't wear a talus. But in Frankfurt am Main, so the even Bocharim wear a talus. My nephew, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, so my brother, Reb Sidler, trained him to wear a talus. A chach, he said that move. I didn't wear a talus. At Shachis or Minchah. There the talus got was enough.
Oh, no, his question, what's the idea of putting it over the head for Shemoneh Esrei?
Because he's not so ready. So he's all for it. In Frankfurt, the mind didn't allow a bocha to wear a talus.
How are the beginning of Sochem related?
What?
In the beginning.
In the beginning of Sochem?
Related to what?
To each other.
How are the Mishnayos and Pesachim related to each other?
From the beginning of Pesachim.
From the beginning of Pesachim to?
The first four Mishnayos.
Yeah, no. How are the first four Mishnayos and Pesachim related to each other? What's the connection?
The old discourse, Chometz. There's the common denominator.
But, it's the first one and the fourth one deal with time. The second one and the third one deal with the place where it is.
The what?
So the first and the fourth deal with time.
Yeah.
The Zmanim. And the second and the fourth deals, the second and the third deals with the place, with the Makom.
Wait, so that's like the theory of relativity. Four dimensions.
Yeah. My father, he, he said he used to daven with the Rav Zitzal, and he said he never said Baruch Amin Vamin by Marek.
That's right. They go in shitty. Like they go in shitty. I never say Baruch Hashem, Lelamon Gomen. There are certain people who say it all week, but not the Jewish Shabbos. Because the time as to why it was enacted by the Gaining is because in those days the Botechnicias were Chuslia, so it was the Sakone. So Mele, they wanted to prevent that Sakone. So maybe if somebody got late, so they postponed it by 10 minutes so that when he comes back, even though he didn't have Shemoneh Esrei, he'll be Ese with the Yud Ches Sukkim in Baruch Hashem Leila Bamin Gomin.
One other question now. When if a person is supposed to always keep in mind that Hashem's always in front of him, then why, by davening, by tefillah, do you wear a hat and jacket, or some people the minhag, because if Hashem's always in front of you...
You don't have to wear the hat, but you should wear a tie, because a tie is a tachshit. And I always wear a tie when I daven, when I eat, when I learn, I give a shia. You see, I have a tie. I don't do a talisqot now, because at 2:30 I davened minhag. So... At night you don't need talis cotton because Lilo is potter of mitzvah cities, you see. But you should wear a tie. A hat not, but you should wear a tie. And the former yeshiva bochurim do just the reverse. A tie we don't wear, only on Shabbos. But and after the tefillah they take off the jacket and sit in church. They feel more comfortable, I understand it. But what kind of comfort do they feel when they don't wear a tie? I always wear a tie, except Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av, every Jew is considered a novel, and a novel is also a tachshit.
But if you keep in mind that Hashem's always in front of you, why prepare especially for davening?
But he's minude. When he's a novel, he's minude. So it's like Tisha B'Av, everybody is is minute.
Now, but his question is, in a regular day, not Tisha B'Av, why, if we say Hashem is always in front of us, so why do we get dressed up special for davening? That's your question.
Yeah.
So why does one get...
It's a mistake.
No, but is there anything
for
to get...
For davening.
For davening.
Of course, because it's... Shivishad Hashem v'neg v'tomi.
Right.
He has to be imid v'nei Hashchene. And if he had to meet Mia Daly or President Clinton, you wouldn't meet him without a tie.
So his question is, why is that different? Then in general, this is his question. His question is, if we could explain to him why in davening a person has to do something special, if Hashem is always in front of us, maybe explain the Shivisi Hashem l'neg d'tamid of davening. Hashem is always in front of us. His question is, so a person should always be dressed a certain way.
That's right, to the tie, the way I am dressed.
Okay.
He can take off the tie only and retires.
I have a question. If someone ate a meal and he had fellatio, and this person's been hooked, just waits 6 hours.
If a person waits 6 hours after fellatio,
and let's say after the fourth hour he made a mistake, and
you just had this.
No,
go ahead.
He completely forgot.
Right.
Completely forgot, and he had like.
He can finish.
He
can
bench,
finish the ice cream.
Had,
yeah.
He
can
had,
finish
like,
the dairy.
So what's the question?
They have to bench.
Does he have to bench?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Of course, he has to bench.
Did the Rav just say that he took off his talis katan after mincha? So
I mean, if I have to, I do it. Otherwise, I don't.
So is the chiyuv to
last
wear?
Last night, I wore the talis katan till 9 o'clock because we had the dedication for a certain celebrity. Some melee, I stayed in Yeshiva's Bisk from 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 in the evening. 14 hours. And I had a talis.
So is the chiyuv until night or until after mincha? Is the chiyuv to wear a talis katan until night or until after mincha?
Till after mincha. But it's a mitzvah to wear it even after mincha. There's an extra mitzvah. Every minute there's a mitzvah.
So it's better they should keep their talis katan. Okay. That's what I wanted to be sure. Go ahead.
Is television mutter?
Television. Is television mutter? That's his point.
It all depends what kind of content.
Besides for the news.
If it's cartoons, so that's a frivolity.
Like regular TV.
If it's rock and roll, it's more than if it's...
Like regular TV. A TV show.
A TV show.
It's okay.
I guess it depends. You have to see what it is.
If it's a TV show.
Let's see what it is.
A story, you know.
A documentary.
Real, like,
something that's maneuverable, something that's not. You have to know what the content is. You have to judge.
Cable television is certainly
not.
What about sports games? Sports. Sports game.
Well, I don't understand sports.
Danny.
Is there a reason that some shuls say Tenacha at Marv after Shabbos and some shuls don't?
Why is it some shuls say V'yitin l'cho after Marav Motzai Shabbos and some shuls don't?
We should say. I also say V'yitin l'cho.
Then is there a background for a reason that some shuls don't?
What?
Is there a reason that some shuls don't say it?
I don't know. You should ask them.
And should we say Shehem Mishtachavim Lavarik in Aleinu?
In Aleinu, should we put in Shehem Mishtachavim Lehevel Varik?
No, you shouldn't say it. It's not the censors that put it in. It's only this. The Jews put one Misaki. The how do you call it? The Vad Achilles. So the Marshal and the Levush were among the Vad Achilles because that was used to be said in the time of the pagans. But Christians are in Israel as sometimes says, so we should not say that.
That apply in America too, or that was it in
America too? What's the difference?
Like in school, not just this school, but every school, we learn like cultures of other nations. So, I mean, I personally.
What?
In school, you learn about cultures of other nations, about Muslims
culture.
And Hindus.
So yes. I'm not sure. Like, are we like allowed to? Because we could be tempted to like go after this, or
He says, so I was one allowed to learn it about the cultures of the Muslims and the Hindus, because number one, it's a waste of time. It could be a waste of time. And number two, he says...
He mentioned the names of idols.
Right, and maybe he'll have a Yetzer Hara to go after it.
No. The Rambam in the Halakhim says that he read all the Sifra Avrizor, even though the Rambam in Perkalot Mil Avrizor says, Sforum Rabun, Chifle Likachobin, he also listakled it. But why did he learn it? Because he did it because of Damash Tashuv Lapikeras. So if the reason, it all depends upon the motivation. If the motivation is because of Damash Tashuv Lapikeras, then it's in the mitzvah. But if the motivation is to know Lishmo, then it's also love the rights.
Okay, when can one begin saying Kiddush Levana? 3 days, 5 days, 7 days?
Three or seven. How many is seven?
Better seven.
Up to Tesvov.
Is there an Isser Kol Isha if a woman sings on a tape recorder or on a microphone?
No, because the Yitzhar Hora is only shaleit when he sees the woman.
Okay, what if she's...
So it becomes an uproar, he's also to look. But on television, so then there's no Isser.
And what if she's there but she's singing through a microphone? You could see her, but
no,
she's...
No Isha.
And she has a microphone.
Yeah,
but you could see her.
He doesn't see the Gufa Isha.
No, what if he sees the Gufa Isha? She's on a stage with a microphone, singing into a microphone.
But only through television. He's not there.
No.
He couldn't Chas V'Shalom do an Avera with that.
Right. Now, what if it's...
Right.
But what if it's not in... What if it's in an auditorium? An auditorium where he could see her. It's not a television. Let's say
he
we had...
He still couldn't do it. Because he would be considered a Mishugana. Suppose he runs over to embrace her, so the policeman will take him to jail. Or he means it is that.
And in the weeks prior to somebody's wedding, are the Chassidim and the Kohel allowed to stay in the same house, or like different floors?
The Hungarian Jews are very Zoya. But in Lithuania, they're not Zoya. I saw my wife, my colleague. The wedding took place Sunday, and I saw her Friday, because I had to read all the instructions about the Ksuvah, about the Kibbutzim, and everything, you know. So I saw her.
Is it like also to play, let's say, violent sports like hockey or football, or maybe go skiing, because... You might.
Why is it violent?
Because you might get. Because the way it is, the game could get hurt.
I can feel me, you'll forgive me. It's the pet, you know. The hard pet. So then it's not violent. Only if you use the hard pet, so then it's violent. You see, what happened to Ari Yosef Friedman, that happened. He still has trouble.
No, it depends on the sport. In other words, if you're not out to hurt somebody, then it's okay.
You can get hurt.
Right. You can. He said, you can get hurt, so you have to be careful.
Also, the Rabbanut is real. Some people don't trust it, the Hechsher, but is it? Can you go by it, the Rabbanut?
Can you eat food that has the Hechsher of the Rabbanut in Israel?
It all depends which Rabbanut. If the Rabbanut Roshit or Rabbanut Charedut, you can rely. If it is... the Hechsher is given by an unknown Rav, so never heard his name. We don't know whether it's Yerei Shamayim or not, then you can't rely.
Yeah.
Is it mutter to open a can of soda on Shabbos?
Okay, can of soda. Do we have any cans of soda? Okay. They have cans of soda. They have the tab. You have to take the tab off. Yeah, the tab off. You take the tab off. So
no.
The shinui.
So you should do it without the
shinui. Better with the shinui. Instead of you do it with the shinui. No, because it's really made. You see, the thing is made and then they insert the thing is made. What?
It's when they put the whole top on. The whole top is like on. And it's like
is what?
The clay, making it clean. Open it.
We'll get a candle show. Okay. Yes.
Is there anything wrong brushing your teeth on Shabbos?
Is there any iser brushing your teeth on Shabbos?
If you brush it the way the dentist tell you, so then it involves in the law of machi. But if you do it this way, that way, that way.
Everything's rubbing in the toothpaste. It's an isra b'machi to smoothen the toothpaste. You just put like clumps in your mouth and you don't rub it in.
Shabbos, I don't use a toothbrush. I just wash out my dentures, you know, and I put them in.
On the brush, and you just
if you don't rub it in the teeth, it's okay. But if you just swish it around your mouth,
you can't brush it.
No, not because then you're working the paste onto the tooth. You can't do that. Anyway.
They sell in Israel like a toothpaste that it's meant to be used on Shabbos, like
what?
So it's not like you're rubbing
it in. He said they have a toothpaste in Eretz Yisrael that's not like you're rubbing it in. Some toothpaste they said it's made for Shabbos.
It's
mutter. Okay. Yeah. See this can here. This is the cans. Kalachiyah. Okay, it's not considered making a kli.
No. You throw it away.
Because you throw it away. Because it's a kli, something going to be you hold on to. People throw it away. Everyone, no one holds this.
So anything that's commonly used to be thrown away can make a kli out of?
So if something is normally thrown away afterwards, is there an isser? Is there considered a kli if you...
No.
So it's not a kli.
You could use it as a kli. You could end up having it.
Yeah. You could, but you don't. So it's not necessary. He said that's why he's making do it with a shinui.
Okay.
So take a fork and pull it back with a fork.
You said before that Lila is Lava's Monsitzes, but...
What?
You said
Lila loves Monsitzes.
Right, but what about those Rishonim that say that it goes on the Beged? So according to them, you would be getting mitzvah even during the nighttime if you're wearing that Beged, which is a day Beged.
What kind of a mitzvah?
He said, what if it goes on a Beged Yom? He said, if it goes on a Ksus Yom, so...
It's a Machlekes Hashemi. Well, that Ksus Lila depends what is the Ksus. Is a ksus lilo pajamas, you know. So then he's put out, he says, even be a, and Moshe Shinim say just the reverse, that even pajamas be a machayim tzitzis.
So it's question what? So.
But so it depends when it's used.
So according to the shittas that hold, that a beged yom is always chayav, he's asking, is there a kiyam to keep the tzitzis on at night?
No.
No.
In Israel, they have some, when they're saying Kosher Rabban Israel, it says if you eat gelatin. So are you allowed to eat that?
What do you mean? I don't know.
It says Kosher Rabban Israel if you eat gelatin.
That's what it says? Kosher. Kosher,
like,
if you eat gelatin?
Yeah.
Kosher gelatin, vegetables.
If you eat gelatin?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know as well. He said there's a sign. I don't know.
Kosher gelatin.
No, it says kosher, according to the Rabbanut, harashit. Kosher, according to the Rabbanut, did you see this? I'm not sure. This is part of the Tuda? This is part of the certificate?
It says on it, yeah.
If you eat gelatin.
Yeah.
Okay, the sign says kosher according to the Rabbanut of Medina Israel if you eat gelatin.
Okay.
If you eat kosher gelatin, I assume.
Yeah. You know.
What's wrong with that? I heard it's not.
I don't
know. No animal derivative there.
I don't know. We have to check it out. Okay.
Sure,
it. What?
Might have to get hold of a wrap for a while.
If you get one. If you get one, bring it in. Okay.
Yes, so the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah explains it, that the Rebbeinu Shalom does not want to violate the laws of nature, because the laws of nature also represent the will of God, just as the laws of morality of the Torah represent the will of God. But in order to that the Jews should be delivered out of Egyptian bondage, so the Rebbein Shalom installed it in the universe that it should happen on a certain day, in a certain time, in a certain place.
Okay, are you allowed to wear the beggar of the tzitzis on your skin without an undershirt?
I wear it on top of the overshirt, but some wear it beneath, as long as it's not on the naked flesh. You see, on top of the undershirt.
So, can you wear it direct? So you can't wear it on the flesh?
No. It's a bizarre.
About the beggar.
The beggar. He's talking about the beggar.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do it. No, you shouldn't.
It's a bizoyan for a chafs of mitzvah, like Kiso Adam, the lamb actually a chase beragle, but he has to do it to his end.
When someone is very sick, I read somewhere that like your lamb you're supposed to like add like Baruch or a different name to his given
what?
Name, like as a because the decree written was against that person, but when you put a different name, you're changing the whole purpose. Is there, like, any issues behind that?
All right, his question is, why is it that some people have the minhag if someone is sick, so they'll add an extra name to the person? If his name is Moshe Chaim, they'll say Moshe Chaim.
Moshe Chaim, Moshe Chaim says, Shlush Advon, Mikaren Zardin Shalom, Vishinu Hashem. So the Rambam explained that he doesn't mean Vishinu Hashem literally. It means he should consider himself as a new person. How is Tshuva effective? After all, Yerushalmi Makkah says, Shalom L'chochmo, Chaitim Maudin. What could be done with this sinner? Somebody is robotic. He's violent. How can you change his nature? So L'chochmo answered, Chatoim Teradifo. That Aviro Gerar Saveo. So if you do one Avera, then it involves him in a set of ways, you know, to do another avira. Just when you speak, so then it produces waves of sound and waves of light. So in an unfavorable way, when you do an avira, it produces filthy waves of light and filthy waves of sound. This Yosef in Magid Mishorim tells the story that once he was learning a sugya, he needed that from a dollar from the base, and he couldn't understand the Gemara. So he decided, I can't understand the Gemara, I'll go to the shul. He went to the shul, it was already after midnight, so it was empty. But in the corner, they didn't have electric light in those days, not in gas light, but they had candlelight. So there were two youngsters. One was 90 years old and one was 70 years old. So the 17 years old boy as the 19 year old, what the chap going on? So it was the same difficulty with Badati. So the 90 year old, look Yosef, how you don't concentrate on your learning. The pshat is so and so. So he was amazed. He knew Kolatzer Kule, and he was already 94 years old. When he passed away, he was over 100 years. So, and he couldn't understand the answer. And this youngster, what was he? All right, I knew. An average year, not like this Yosef. So he said, they just had their sound of waves and sounds of light, of pure light, holy light, their sounds of impure light and impure sound, and it goes up into the moon. Even to the moon you can detect it. So he heard unconsciously, wasn't aware. He heard it in his unconscious ego. So mainly the answer emanated automatically.
Okay, I have a question. On Shabbos, Are you allowed to wear, like, when you tuck your shirt in, the part that's tucked in, that's like a lot of extra, it's like extra, right? So are you allowed to wear that? It's like, that considered carrying?
So why shouldn't you be allowed to stitch in the tzitzis? Why not? What's wrong with it? You're allowed to stitch in the tie, you're allowed to stitch in the tzitzis.
Or like pants and that
kind of tie. What kind of tie?
Pants on the shirts and ties.
Part of the thing.
On Shabbos, if an air conditioning is on and lowering it to make it cooler, it'll stay on to make it colder. Are you allowed to do that?
Shabbos not allowed to go.
Air conditioning. You're talking about an air conditioning.
Yes, so it's a malacha. Not allowed.
When we learn Gemara, we're supposed to like think all over it, but. The new art school series, like it does like all the work for you, so we're glad he's dead.
He wants to know when he's in Shir, he's supposed to learn how to think. So, but they have the English Gemaras now art school. He says that everything's there. So is he allowed to use it?
Broken us. Hi. In the
shop filling, most people like say a shashel as a chazer three times. But I was told that in some writing it's written as a chazer kafel. So
twice or three times, is that your question?
So
he wants to know in a shalshelis in the trap whether it's like a pazer two times or pazer three times.
Three times. You ever told me three shalshelis? By moin yisif. Don't say by moin. By moin. And then the second one is ilichal going. And where's the third one?
By Yisbama. By Yisbama.
What?
By Yisbama. By Yisbama. By Yosef.
By Yitamish.
Yeah.
Where's the third one?
By Yishkat. By Yishkat. By Yishkat. By Yishkat.
By Yishkat. By Yishkat.
Okay, yeah, come on. Pazer Kafel?
Pazer Kafel.
Pazer Kafel, Rabbi Har? Pazer Kafel?
I'm not aware of it.
Mercha Kful, I think, no. Is only one to me.
Yeah, Mercha Kful. But he's talking about, is there a Pazer Kafel or not?
Pazer Kafel.
Pazer Kafel. Pazer Kafel. It's, well, Shalshel's with three Pazers. Danny.
Well, I think that a Kani Parah is a Pazer Kafel. It's two Pazers in a row.
No, it's a Tlisha Katana and a Tlisha Gadol. Isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Kani Parah? What? Or Kani Parah? But isn't it Tlisha Katana and Tlisha Gadol? It's like double puzzer?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's cool. he says in his... all right. A carne para.
Yeah.
How would you want... they want laning, trap laning lessons. Is a carne para a tlisha katana and tlisha gadola? And you lane it that way?
I'm not an expert.
Okay.
I still have a question, but...
Can one listen to music that's composed by non-Jews?
Why not? Beethoven. Not rock and roll, not Wagner's music. Because that arouses the violent passions in the human being.
If it's written by a non-Jew, it's mutter. If it's music that arouses the Yetzirah, then it's not a mutter. Then it's awesome. Okay? So it depends on the type of music, not who wrote it. Okay, fine. Tommy Mace. So what, someone becomes Tommy Mace today, what can they do to become Tommy?
You have no if upon. Nothing.
Nothing you can do.
Nothing
you can do. Nothing you can do. John? Can a person play on Shabbos if they're not going to be learning? Can they play like a...
Little children, 5 years old, but not if he's already learned Mishnayos now.
And if he's not going to learn? If he's 13, 14?
So let him go to sleep.
Shina
B'Shabbos time.
Yeah.
We said before that that the way we know that our Sina happened was because 600,000 people.
That's right.
And they only have small amounts of people.
Yeah.
But how do we know that small amounts of people didn't create the story about 600,000 people?
Listen, why don't you doubt the story of Napoleon? Maybe it's all a fake legend. Napoleon never existed. Never.
Everybody agrees.
Never existed.
Everybody agrees to the
You know the anecdote. Somebody said that Socrates never existed and Plato never existed. But we have a book. So there are two Socrates and two Platos. So the real Socrates didn't exist. But the other, the legendary, he existed.
I'll discuss with him. Thank you.
If there is a date written on the cap for a solar bottle, are you allowed to open it on Shabbos?
What? What do you mean? Oh, you mean because you're tearing it?
Yeah, it might be a reason.
Okay. I have to get a bottle. Okay. You have a bottle there? All right. You bring it here. I'll show. Okay. Shrug.
If a refrigerator or water is not on.
What?
If the refrigerator. On Shabbos, if you have a refrigerator and you want to open it, but the motor is not on.
So, my father published the Chure, Kabbas and Gazalik, that it's Muta, because it's the creation of the Riach.
Also,
it was published in the Pabbas. Top shit. Oh, how are you? How do you feel?
Good.
You don't see well in this eye.
Yeah.
You don't see it. I'm this powerful.
You have some questions, you can ask some questions. Okay, here's the soda cap. Now, if you open this, sometimes it's like this. You can open it and you don't tear letters. But sometimes you have to tear letters. It tears letters. The letters go...
I understand.
So on Shabbos...
It's not a real exhibit. So even without Shino, it's Muta. But I do it without the Shino.
With the Shino. Okay. So Rav Salvechik does it with the Shino. Okay? It's technically without a shino, it's mutter, but he does it with a shino. Okay? Because it's not a real ksiva. Okay? Okay. Questions? Okay.
The question on Makos is okay.
In Makos? Gemara Makos?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
First, the Mishnah says that.
Riedman was Flemish. Ben Grusho, Ben Grusho. Namely, Yasser in Gusho Chusa Tacht. So Rashi says, only if the Edim Akehan, it could be Sokadaito. And without the Sakosu of Asisim Loi Loi Zare, they would become Chol. But if it is soil, how can his soil become Chol? The Ritu is Chalik. Because here the Chol is not because of the Psumish Boch, but because of Asisim Loi. So without the Sakosu, I would say it becomes a chol.
So after it explains why Ben-Grusha Ben-Chalutza doesn't get the Edom Zom and don't become Grusha Ben-Chalutza, shouldn't then explain why they get Malchus instead of them?
The mission does explain. Because it gets Malchus because of the love of the son of Be'achor Yitzchoka. But usually love shame with mice is leaking off. But here there is a special sakosu that even though it's a love shame with mice, he still gets monks because Bidibua is habit mice. It's not hired because of the Dibu per se, but because with the Dibu he made that the person should be declared by Besn as Ben Gusha Ben Chutz.
But it doesn't say it immediately afterwards. After it explains why about the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it then goes on to say about Golos.
Same thing.
So wouldn't it be more...
No, because you get both cases get Malchus. So after it talks about both, that's why the Gemara explains why there's Malchus.
He's not Galeb, but he gets Malchus.
Okay, fine.
Is there a certain amount of, food you have to have, if you
give
a piece of chicken, and then you take a little bite, and then you decide you don't want it, and you spit it out.
Right.
And you then go have...
You made a bracha already.
Yeah, you made a bracha
so it'll be
a bracha. He has to finish. And you realize you don't want it, you spit it out.
He's saying that it'll be a bracha levatala.
Can you then go and eat?
to be part
something
of
else? Something else?
Yeah,
okay, you have milchix.
After that, take a little
more. Okay, so a person made a shahakal, and he put some chicken in his mouth. Then he decided he doesn't want the chicken, so he spit it out. He didn't swallow it, but he chewed it, right? He chewed it.
And he made a bracha.
He made a bracha. Now he spits it out, so he'll take, can he take a glass of milk instead? It's milchix. Can he have that?
No. You should finish a piece of chicken.
Finish a piece of chicken.
I want you
to finish it. No, that's it.
When a person walks out of a room, does he have to kiss the mezuzah?
I can't hear.
When a person walks out of a room, does he have to kiss the mezuzah?
Not necessarily. My grandchildren do, but I never leave. My grandchildren are much more observant than I am.
Got it.
Is there a mitzvah of going to
Eretz Yisrael to visit Eretz Yisrael?
Yes. The Mormon Paschus, the thing for a brief, a temporary visit, is also considered as an initiation mitzvah, and is allowed to take the boat in the Erev Shabbos, because Kohen Gadol and Adam in Eretz Yisrael are the muftak shuv ben Erev Mabon.
Can it ever be a case where bombings get so terrible that it could be a sahana to go to Eretz Yisrael and therefore not have to do the mitzvah?
So, would there ever be a heter? He's saying, if there's a mitzvah to go visit, would there ever be a heter if the terrorists got so bad, the bombings got so bad, it'd be a question of sakana and a person should not go?
Well, so you should rely on Shin Apsoim Hashem. Why am I going tomorrow?
Well, Salvech is going tomorrow for 2 weeks.
Shin Apsoim Hashem. It's a remote suffix.
Okay.
When
what?
If a person eats fleishiks,
there are so many different bombings that people wait 3 hours, I think there's a 5th hour, a 6th hour, or past 6 hours, or in the supper.
Okay, he wants to know if a person eats fleishiks. He says some people wait 1 hour, some people wait 3 hours, some people wait 5 and a half.
6 hours.
He wants to know how long should he wait. That's okay.
6 hours. And if you want to follow him next brisk, you will wait 5 and a half.
Is there a
kiyam
to go to
the
mikvah on
Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos? Yeah. Even the time is not shayach, because there is no kaponis, you can't enter the Azor anyway. But still, there is a mitzvah kiyumis.
What about Erev Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos also, yeah, okay. But not every day.
Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, that if you bring a carbon, you're not misvada.
So unless you're misvada.
Right. So if you bring a carbon and you're not misvada and you don't do vida,
you don't get kapor.
Okay, and you die with that.
But the shem roshe is poka.
It's the carbon. What's the status of the carbon?
If you wasn't misvada, didn't choose to be, so the avos hakorban itself is not there, because zevach is showing to Eva.
It's an avera. The carbon is an avera. No. I mean, what, is it considered chulin? Is it chulin? Or it still has...
No, it's kachin, but it's an avera.
It's an avera. Right, because zevach was showing to Eva. Okay, yeah.
Someone wears dentures, so why would he not have to have a separate one from milchix and fleishiks?
What?
A person has a set of teeth. Do you need a set of teeth for milchix and a set of teeth for fleishiks or not?
Separate set of teeth. Absorbed into the mouth.
Well, that's stolen.
Because it's hot.
Or the pshat is because it's not completely assimilated in the stomach, so then the fact that he has two sets of dentures doesn't matter. And the other time is because he fills the tam within 6 hours, he still fills the tam. So if he has two sets of dentures, so then it's mutar.
So this question, is it? Does a person have to have two sets of dentures, or they can have one set? That's his question.
Can have one set, but wait 6 hours.
He wants to know, is there a problem that the hot soup gets absorbed in the denture?
No. A living person is not the layer. And when the dentures is set in, so it's part of the goof, so it's not the layer. I only change the dentures, Erev Pesach, so I take it out the day before Shkia of Erev Pesach, and then my son-in-law, Rabbi Gershon Siegel, brings it to me in the afternoon. And in the interval, I don't have much, I can't eat anyway. So I only eat sort of soft things, potatoes, you know, borscht, liquid.
While it's in you. Why is Rav Soloveitchik makpid to change dentures Erev Pesach if it's not Bolea? That's his question.
Because Erev Pesach, we are makpid on many things. We are table schuchis. Kol HaShono, we are not table schuchis. But there is a shirte of mutual shame that schuchis is like Harris, is Bolea Veini Pivot.
Extra chumas on Pesach.
Say you're joking around with
another
friend, and she's, and if you say, as a joke, will you marry me? And she says, yes, is that like...
And you give her something?
Huh?
And you give her something?
No, you're just joking around, but you like...
But
do
you give her anything?
Give her
what?
Plastic, whatever. Plastic ring, like
what
you get at a
crappy jackpot. Well, I'm not sure what the... All right. If a person is joking, sometimes they have cases that the... A young boy jokes with a girl and he says, Yahweh Mekadesh Shem.
Well, I had such a child years ago. The daughter was a Baz Dylan in Talza Yeshiva in Cleveland. And the father was a Rebbe in Cleveland. And the Chosin was also a son of Noshia who supported Yeshiva Stelz in Cleveland. So he was playing, and we were 2-8 in, and he said, Harei at Mekudeshesli, with a bazu, but it wasn't a real bazu, it was a toy. Now the shaila was, what the shaila pute or not? Here it wasn't shaila pute. But the shaila is, maybe it was shaila pute before I. So I asked the expert, he said, they don't think so. But still, I required him to give her a get. And then the Mashgiach of Tals called me up, how can you be fuzzy? Such a bentoy, says bentoy, the Mishugana. A Fuma Mishugana. You should give a get, and he gave her a get. But then I said that even if the Chosin had been a Kayan, he would be allowed to marry her. Because it's only Mishum Chumma, the Ishishish. But the Gabi Isa Gush Likayan, we are not Nachman.
Let's say you just finished eating the flakes, and then you forget your flakes and you take, let's say, chocolate, okay? And then you remember your flakes and you spit it out and wash your mouth out of there. And then there's chocolate and you're going back to your tongue. Are you allowed to swallow it or do you have to spit it out?
I can't hear.
Okay, we had this question before you came. If a person was fleishiks, and they forgot their fleishiks, and they ate some...
They forgot.
And he had some chocolate. And then he remembered his fleishiks, he spit it out. And there's a little bit left in the back of his tongue. Is he allowed to swallow it, or does he have to spit that out also?
He's allowed to swallow it.
Allowed to swallow.
Yeah.
Is it mother to talk to girls?
Why not?
Wait, 1 second. We asked a shallow one. We asked a shallow. So last year you said, why not? It's a mitzvah. But then I said he was only 14 years old.
So what? But you shouldn't talk to her through a computer. That's terrible.
Wait, he's talking about... Are you talking about saying hello? Or are you talking about... spending a lot of time together?
Not so much.
You shouldn't do that.
You know... To get a little
for tachlis.
He's not ready for tachlis yet. Okay.
Are we allowed on Shabbos use the Shabbos elevator or escalator?
Can a person use a Shabbos elevator? They stops at every floor in hotels.
It goes up and down.
It goes every year, no matter what. It stops at every. No whisper.
I wouldn't do it, but there's no whisper.
And how about the escalators? They have escalators that keep moving no matter what.
No matter what.
No Israel.
No Israel, no Malach.
No Malach.
Unless he carries in the game, you know, big suitcases.
So it's extra weight.
So extra accelerates the electricity, then it's
okay.
There's nothing wrong with an elevator, so
about
an airplane.
On Shabbos?
Yeah.
How are you going to get up? When are you going to leave?
Only across Shabbos.
When do you fly?
On Shabbos.
I'm allowed to fly.
But what Shabbos, how do you do it?
It's good with home. And it's a mile, even though it's a mile of his arm, still it is also, because it's a bite of leaf, you can't hear it.
Can't do it. Went down to 7:30.
No, we wait.
In a few minutes, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Are there
any shitas that hold that in the future, when Mashiach comes, that certain Yom Tov will no longer be fulfilled completely?
Well, the Rambam says at the end of the Pesukim, Kol Yom Tov, Asidim Mivati, Chutz Mipurim, Sheinu Asidim Mivati. And then the Rambam says, Kisvei HaKedesh Asur Mibotel Avol Teiro Shebosav Veteiro Shebalpe In Asur Mibotel. So the Rambam said, Amar Avon HaKavone Shel Admori Sheafilu Im Yir Teli Yukol Mokin Teiro Shebosav Veteiro Shebalpe Lo Yasur Mibotel.
Question was about the Hegel Sador, is that your question?
Right, that was
the question. The question was, if you're going to say the Yom Tov is batal, so then how is it considered a, if there won't be matzah, will there be matzah in Yom Tov Mashiach? Because if not, then it's going to be...
So of course it will exist. You know, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was once in our house. He said that the Yosid Lovey will have to be Gainis, all the Gemars. All the Gemars. Because we learn about Peh. So my father said, no, it's not Mustafa. Then he called in my brother, Rabbi Shimber. I was at that time about 8 years old. I remember it as if it happened yesterday. And the yesterday Shimber, Bell, was locked enough. But the Rambam is Mashmit, the Dean of Dvorim Shebal Peh, Yat Rashuel in Bersab. The Aloha of Dvorim Shebal Peh, I mentioned it in the newness of the Zivab. So he mentions in Pesud Aleph in the Stile, but Vorench about Peh, yet I show you the younger Zahav, Yomitz. So it's a riot that the whole Israel of Vorench about Peh, yet I show you the younger Zahav, was only Shayach in the course of the transmission of the Torah about Peh in Leishe. Yeshua to scanning the Nevi'im Hashemesagdeilo Tanoim al Moroi, but after Rabbi Nevarabashe there is no such issue. So Mele, it's Muta Biksav. That's why the Rambam doesn't have to mention it in Yad HaZoko, because he only mentions in Yad HaZoko dinim that are made Losid Lovitu, but Bocha the Klolos he doesn't mention in Yad
HaZoko. Any questions? I don't know what, a half hour?
About 15 minutes.
15 minutes? No, Shkia was almost a half hour ago. It was 20. Shkia was 7:13.
So you can never have.